The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. Hello and good afternoon to you. It's 20 minutes past 12. The final day of my work week. And God bless Nigeria. So too many things are happening. I hope that you're surviving the scarcity of fuel. I hope you're enduring well the long queues. I hope that you haven't lost. Well, it's not necessarily the most easiest thing. It's not obvious that it's easy for you not to lose your patience, lose faith, lose hope, lose stuff. But maybe you should hold on to something, something that's transcendent. It just has a way of, I think it's about the only thing that keeps you afloat, circumstances, particularly circumstances outside of your human control. So hold on to faith, and I'm not sure what it is you believe in, but I hope that you've been believing, I hope you believe in something potent, something in unapproachable light, something exceedingly incomprehensible. I hope you believe in something that is alone. I hope you believe in that which is for you as you are in pursuit of it. I leave my peace with you. And I hope you come to the light. I hope you have the light. And eventually, I hope that you are the light. All right. So, what an introduction. Confessions Thursday, our first hour. And of course, we segue from that to the Lords of Logic. Today on the Lords of Logic, we're discussing... A dying day is better than a birthday. That the day a man dies is greater than the day he is born. And let me off the jump say that it isn't obvious that there is a one forward answer. So I'm hoping that collectively we can individually define why, if we believe that the statement in itself is correct, why to die is, well, that the day a man dies after he has lived, under the assumption that he has lived well, is better than the day he is born. All right, and that's for the Lords of Logic. Someone is going to be here 12:15, and that explicitly means that our time for the Lords of Logic will be tampered with. So that also means that Confessions Thursday would have to stop exactly 1:20. 1:15, actually, or let's just say about around that time of the clock, depending on how the conversation goes. Other than that, it's my pleasure to invite you to radio. The sun rises here, you know, and my name's Joyce. When you call into the show, Confessions Hour, you do not say your name. And, of course, you can talk about the great, the mighty, the weak, the strong, the perceptible, the imperceptible. You can talk about phenomenas and mnemonymas. You can talk about, you know, strengths. You can talk about weaknesses. You can talk about fears. You can talk about pain. You can talk about regrets. You can talk about the truth of your life. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. Of course, the latter is for women alone. So if you have any confessions, the floor is yours and we begin. We're back. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Make you back. Sun is out. Hello. Good afternoon to you. All right. Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Add the volume of your radio set.
Okay. Exactly.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Turn off your radio totally.
Hello.
Ah, my friend. You done that?
Hello. Is that okay now?
I'm getting that feedback. Okay, all right, go ahead. Let's try.
Okay. My confession for today is that since for the life that I've been seeing myself, for today, God has made everything for me to be able to invent about therapy.
Huh?
One of the... I invented about therapy.
Invented about therapy. What do you mean you invented about therapy?
about therapy, one of the fastest immune booster in human system.
Okay, what is that?
It's a drug that can boost a human immune system for the next 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yes, the immune system is down.
A drug?
Yeah.
You created, are you a pharmacist?
Yeah, I'm a researcher. This is my 12 years of researching.
That's not a confession. You're trying to market your business.
I just confess what I've gone through.
What are the herbs inside of it? Or are they herbs or chemicals?
They herbs.
Can people plant it in their backyard?
No. It's
they have to come to you to buy it?
Yeah.
Well, pay Nigeria Info advertorial money, and of course, you can place your product here for sale. Has NAFDAC approved of it?
It's all about now processing to get to NAFDAC.
Oh, and when NAFDAC answers you, you come now, you pay us, and then we put you on the air. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, and thank you for doing something with time. I appreciate.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow, that's good. Nice. People are doing stuff. Hopefully one day we cure cancer and AIDS. Hello. Some people say they already do it. That's plausible. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession? Can you hear me? 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me?
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, don't have a confession.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Well, thank you. So do me a favor when you call in. I think you know. Yeah, maybe I'll just tell you again. Turn off the volume of your radio set. It's Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. And of course, we can talk about your life's truths or experiences. We can talk about the pain, the regret, the joys, the sadness, and maybe things that you might have seen, noumenons or phenomenons. We can talk about your redemption, if you have any. Talk about your confusion. Talk about the dark. We can talk about the light. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. You don't say your name. Remember that. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I should have a confession.
Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if you remember, I called, that was 2 weeks ago, concerning my pronoun altering. I was the guy I called.
Oh, that's you. Good to have you back.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good news. From the day we spoke to now, I've been trying to get solutions to what we talked about.
Okay.
But now the bad news now is, I'm back to it again.
Pardon?
I tried to let go of it, but I'm finding it difficult to let go of it. Technically, I'm back now.
Technically, you're back?
Yeah.
Do you want to be back?
Let me just say, the last time we spoke, you talked about that classical music giving you this sense of lift your spirit. So, since the time I spoke to you now, I've been down, but when I came back, I had that lift of spirit.
That was an analogy. I was making a case. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to describe, because when you asked, do I feel good being back, so I'm just trying to describe.
Oh, I see.
How
okay.
I feel.
Okay. Okay. So, but. So it's one thing for you to be back, then it's one thing for you to love the fact that you are back or despise the fact that you are back. So that's actually the fundamental question here.
I don't want to tell me in terms of like and dislike. It's just, imagine someone just trying to make a decision now, right now, and just okay, move forward or move backward. Now, the fact that he's trying to make a decision, back thing on spot.
Okay, my friend, sorry to interrupt you. Pardon me, sorry to interrupt you. Your line is breaking up, so some of your words are coming off muffled. I don't know whether you would consider hanging up and calling back, just so that I thoroughly understand you and not misinterpreit something that you say. Please, I'll appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. So, but I think what's even clear is the fact that there is you being back. So it would quite appear that there was a window where you stepped outside of it and then something happened on the clock or in the heavens or in hell and you came back. Well, so you say you don't want to appear, you don't want to determine it in rational lines of right or wrong. So if there is a problem and we're not going to call it by a name, then there is no concept, there's no motivation to even correct it or fix it. Because one, it's not necessarily as serious as, if it's serious enough and you want to fix it, then you're driven by impulse to want to fix it. But if there's a problem and you suppose that you're not necessarily going to call it right or wrong, then it would appear that you don't want to change it. So that's even what I need to understand. Do you want to change it? And you don't even have the luxury to not choose, because even not choosing is a choice. So if your final decision is to stay where you are, well, you can just look me square in the face and say, look, I think this is where I want to be. Then there wouldn't necessarily be any need to further the conversation. And I put it to you that it's necessary that we have the conversation of choice so that the choice is deliberate. The choice must be deliberate. Otherwise, you're, even if you choose, it doesn't even say suggest that you're not a slave to something, but that to not choose is even worse, and then be ruled by something that you don't know what it is, and that you didn't choose. So I'll appreciate if you call back and, you know, maybe we can thoroughly straighten it out, and people can follow up on the tale and maybe thoroughly understand your position. If it's a choice, it's fine. It's a choice that's been made by you. All right, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. My name's Joyce. You're Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday.
It says, good afternoon, Joyce. Please, I'm in a relationship with a girl over a year now. We both love each other very much. I'm a truck driver. Early this year, she traveled home. I gave her some things for her parents and for herself. Then her father asked her where I'm from. I'm from Edo State. She's from Anambra. Her dad told her she can't marry me because I'm a truck driver and I'm not from Igbo. Okay. She's in school. Do I break up with her because I'm having mixed feelings since I found out?
Do you break up with her because you're having mixed feelings since you found out? Well, that's not good enough. That's not a reason to break up with someone because her father says she can't marry you. The person who owes you an answer is the girl herself. And this also informs the reason why, whether this informs, I think parents specifically, you raise your kids to be independent minded so that they can make choices for themselves. And sometimes it's okay if the choices are against what you want, as long as you trust that the motive and what informs that choice is sensible. It's like, you know, your father doesn't want a smartphone and you want a smartphone. And then maybe your father can say, look, I don't want that, but I trust that you're sensible enough to use it for what's good. You know, so you raise your children to be so independent that even if you're not there, you're not in sorrow or in misery where you are, because your children have not been raised thoroughly. So there isn't any foundation that governs their logic, reason, or philosophy. If you ask me, I think the only person you should be asking a question is the girl. And I know they told you to obey your parents in all things, but sometimes you're going to have to make a lateral shift and oppose your parents because of the choices that you must make. They cannot. So if your father has one head and everything he says to you is what you do, then you have no head and your father has two. Then maybe the error is that you were given a head in the first place. Because behold, you have a head that you can't use because your father's using it. And even worse than that is you have will, you have choice, you have what you know, you have what you're persuaded by, you have dreams, you have visions, you have aspirations, but all of that die because your father is choosing whom, where, and if at all, when. I think she should ask her if she wants to be with you. If she wants to be with you, then she wants to be with you. Then regardless of what her father says, parents usually come around. If they never come around, well, it's unfortunate. It's not malice that you went against their will. It is probably a choice, and a choice of good that has made you go against their will. If she tells you she doesn't want to be with you, then that's really what you should judge, I would say. All right. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday, please go ahead. Healthy, glad, thank you. Go ahead, my friend.
My confession is, it was somehow, but I just have to say it because I will need people's opinion.
Okay.
I've been in this relationship for 3 years now.
Nice.
The woman I'm in this relationship with, she's a single mother. She has three kids before I met her. And it's not that I met her legally, not get married legally. You know, we did one or two things together, and it results pregnancy. And when she told me she's pregnant, and I'm like, okay, what did you want us to do now? She said, it depends on you. Okay, but me, I don't want an abortion.
Okay.
You can have the baby. So she now said before she can have the baby, I need to move down to Lagos. That because she left 1 month before, the father of her children, that she has three children for, she left that one due to one reason or the other, but she couldn't tell me full details about what happened before she left the man.
Mm.
But now when I came to Lagos, in order for her to keep the pregnancy and at the same time to look for one or two things to do, you know. Now, okay, let me just call this story short. Now, we have been living together for 3 years. But since that 3 years, we've not been in peace for one day. Today, trouble. Tomorrow, quarrel. And what is really causing the trouble is what I don't even know. Because she's kind of over-jealous. What I am not even doing, she'll just preside me what I'm doing. I'm dating people in the house, or I'm dating doing some kind of extracurricular affair like that, which I am not doing.
Okay.
Understand? That means I've tried calling her down, sit her down, that woman, don't even think this is what I came to Lagos for. I came to Lagos because you're pregnant for me, and now I'm with you, but you couldn't let me rest. Assuming when you told me you were pregnant, and I told you, okay, go on about the pregnancy, and at the end of the day, maybe something happened, something happened to you. Nobody knows about me. But I just decided, okay, just leave the pregnancy. But now what you want to pay me with is today trouble, tomorrow quarrel, and all these things. I'm tired. Joyce, I'm tired.
Hold on a second. You're implying that you're the peaceful person and she's the witch and all of this. I don't know that that's accurate.
Sorry?
You're implying that you're the peaceful person and that she's the witch who's bringing you hell.
Like, seriously, I just think I'm the peaceful person because I don't have that kind of problem which you think I'm having. You know, I am not doing any extracurricular affair. I'm not into any other relationship. Like, what I am just trying to do is just to, like, okay, let me just calm down and look for what to do so that I can be able to take care of that one child. You know, she wants to get another pregnancy, but I said, no, me, I'm not ready. You understand? You already have some children.
Wait. She has three kids and one with you?
Yes.
And she wants to get another one?
She wants to get another one. I said,
who's feeding the children?
The children are with the former husband. Family, not even with the husband. The husband is not even.
Oh, with the family. All right. Well, it does quite appear that the relationship isn't working.
That's not my own concern.
Yeah.
But my own concern now is that she know where she's coming from and where she is. Now, she can compare where she was before, because according to what you said, in her former relationship, the husband did beat her up. That one doesn't even stay in the house.
Yeah.
And then there where she came, when the man comes back, when she wants to talk, that one beat her up and take her back and leave again. But mine is not like that. I'm not even beating you. I do come back home whenever I close from work. and all sort of, and I, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what the trouble is all about.
But do you understand what has happened to her? Do you understand that she's traumatized? Like, the last guy has damaged her. Do you understand that? Because that's obvious.
That the former guy...
Yeah, the former guy has damaged her. Do you know that? Because that sounds obvious from the story you're telling.
Honestly, me...
And it's not your responsibility to fix it. I'm not even suggesting that it's your responsibility to fix it, but at least I want you to be able to articulate what the issue is. So she's been damaged by the last guy, and now all that problem from that last relationship, she's trying to stack it on you. So she...
Seriously.
Do you want to be with her? Do you want to move on?
I just want to move on.
Good.
I can just be.
Yeah, that's straightforward. So you let her know, look, I want to take care of my
because
kid.
Because you always make me feel guilty that when I know that I will not stay with her, why did I ask her to keep the child? If I wouldn't want to be with you, would I even take my bag in the first place, come and stay with you in Lagos?
So you have to let her know what the issue is and tell her that that last guy has damaged her and she must be open to healing.
I've told her severally, but she wouldn't allow me to talk. When, before I would talk one, she has probably said two or three or four. I don't really know.
You know. No, so you know. So you're going to sit her down and tell her if she has anything to tell you, she should speak. So you go with a pen and a paper, sit down, don't interrupt her while she's speaking, and tell her not to interrupt you while you're speaking. So you listen to her first. You take a pen and a paper, show her that you're a student willing to learn whatever it is she's saying. Yeah? Then you tell her, now is my time to speak. You're not going to say anything. And then you tell her what you have observed, that this is where you're coming from, and as a result of what has been done to you, this is your issues. And now these issues, you have to be willing to fix them. Otherwise, you're bringing it into this relationship, and you're going to strain the relationship, and I can't stay here, then I'm going to have to leave. So what I'm saying to you is, do you want to work it or do you not want to work it? Because what's not going to happen is me being in an abusive relationship that has been brought on by your ex. So you're going to make me suffer for what he's done to you.
Yes.
Then you give her terms and conditions. We're working it or I'm getting out. If you can't bring yourself to a point of healing, at least you bring yourself to a position where healing can begin, then I'm going to have to pick my bags and go. But not to worry. I'll send you money for the child. But this man is not going to be here in an abusive situation. I think that's what you should do.
But because, Joyce, please, sorry for your time.
Yeah.
What she will always tell me, each time we had misunderstanding, she will always like refer to our former man that our former relationship is even better of this and that. I was not like, what did I do? I did not even call you. You're the one that looked for me. I did not even tell you to leave your former man for me or something. Why are you now saying that former place is better off where you are now?
God bless her. Now that she knows that her former relationship is better, you tell her that nobody leaves heaven and comes to sit down in hell. It is not possible that guy was better and she's sitting down here with you. That you would even advise her to carry her bags. Yeah, she should carry her bags and go. And go and meet the other guy.
Simple as ABC. That's what I've been telling her.
Who leaves heaven and comes to sit down in hell?
Your former man is better than me. Why did you just move him with him again? That one has impregnated almost two or three.
She's silly.
You know that kind of thing.
Well, unfortunately for you.
That one too is not straightforward. He has impregnated like two girls.
It's not your business. It's not your business. If she's not going to... If she learned nothing from that heaven where she was to make this another heaven where both of you can live, then she should pick her bags and go. Or you pick your bags and go.
And go, yes.
Yeah, you have to. But let her know. But you have to sit down and discuss with her. It has to be... The intent has to be fixing the problem. Then after you have said all and done all, then you pick your bags and you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Joyce. Sure. Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is she funny? What do you mean you are in heaven? Who sits in hell? If you've ever seen heaven, you would rather die than endure a day in hell. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you?
Auntie Joyce.
My name's Joyce. My name's Joyce. Joyce is okay. What's your name? Sorry, don't tell me your name. You have a confession, right?
Okay, please. I just want to comment on the last caller now concerning the relationship with him, the man, that woman.
All right, real quick. 1 minute on the clock.
Okay. You see, that man has made a mistake. I cannot date a woman that is treated or married before. It's a mistake. Because definitely the love is not going to be here.
You don't know that. Some people have married people who have been married other places or who are out of a relationship.
No, no. That man, before he go to that woman, he has to ask. I cannot do such things.
Yeah, so the problem now with what you're saying is that your point of commentary is not where he is. He met the woman, something happened, they have a kid. That's where we are.
Yes.
So you wouldn't do it, but he did it. It don't necessarily make you of a higher moral standard than he.
That's a mistake that some men do.
No, don't worry about what the mistake is. Do you have a solution to the problem?
It's only that both of the two captains cannot be in one ship. Either she or the man leave. That is all the truth.
The issue is not that she's trying to be a captain. The issue is that she's damaged. Well, thank you very much for calling. And so, I mean, you couldn't even help. You couldn't even deny that, you know, you thought it was a case of two captains in the boat. You couldn't even hide it. You actually came with a mentality of the woman should be quiet and submissive and she's not a captain, I'm the captain. That's not how you fix problems. Do me a favor. All the time, it's impaired to assume that ego is an outlet for sensibility or rationale or comprehension or understanding. The moment you perceive anything from that window, you're wrong from jump. From jump. From jump. Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have a confession?
I don't have a confession, but I want to advise the last guy.
All right, real quick. 1 minute on the clock.
Yes. My brother, you can't fix that lady. And you are wasting the time you are supposed to use to start your own marriage or family on that lady. You can't fix that lady. And I don't think you are the problem because you have said it, that the other guy was better. So that means if the other guy was better, she was the problem. So you can't fix that lady. Don't waste your time.
It's not explicitly clear that she's the problem, so I don't know that we can already stab her with judgment. It's not clear that she's the problem, because the man also said that the guy impregnated other people. So you can't quite do that. That would not even be accurate.
It's not me that is stamping her. I'm judging from what she said.
Yeah,
she said the other guy was better than him.
Yeah, don't mean that she's...
From that statement, I draw my own conclusion.
Yeah, but you also didn't draw the conclusion that the man was sleeping around. You didn't draw that you didn't draw a conclusion on that. I'm just saying...
The man was sleeping around and the man was better than this second guy.
Yeah, so it's impaired...
That's what it means.
No, so it's impaired judgment, and that happens to people who are psychologically damaged, people who are emotionally damaged. It's like anger. You can do something wrong in anger. So when do you understand what I'm trying to say? So we can't quite say that she is the problem.
You are saying that the lady was hot.
I'm saying that she is damaged, that the circumstances have damaged her, and that doesn't explicitly mean
the damage to the effect of the damage to this new guy.
Yeah.
That's what you are saying.
Yeah, that's what the story has been. Yeah.
But I don't see it like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't see it like that. Because she has confessed to herself and to the guy that the other guy was better. Even with all the problems that she was facing with the first guy, and she declared him better than this guy, that is not cheating, that is not beating her, then that means she was the problem then.
I disagree with that method of judgment. When someone is impaired, I disagree with that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. And you can see why I disagree. It's like if a child is raised in a bad condition, then they have a number of bad things that they do. And then it's one thing to say, oh, you're a bad child, but I think it might be thorough for you to look at the factors that influence the child to be a certain type of way and realize whether there are other factors that you can hold accountable and deal with in order to change the psyche of the child. And that would also mean you have to change the environment of the child. It's like Nigerians who are overseas who do so well. But when they are here, well, it's not quite obvious that they're that full of potential, but when they go overseas, all the good inside of them springs forth. It's similar. So you can't quite say the Nigerian is useless when he's in Nigeria, and because he is Nigerian. Because if you change the factors that influence him, then what's inside of him comes out. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday. I think you don't have a confession.
I have a confession.
Okay.
It happened on Sunday. In my church, they used to sing Yoruba song. So I call out some Igbo songs and English songs. I packaged them like an envelope of money. The choirmaster come collect the money after he was having a meeting with the people. The choirmaster also collected the tickets and the money. So when he can open the envelope, he can sing a song. He can sing a song. The man comes back. You see what is happening in churches? Now, on that first day was 1 year my sister died on NIMQ in Owerri Federal Medical Center. For by first pandemic NIL registration, my sister died. That before yesterday, like a 1 year. That ended my confession. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I sincerely do apologize for your loss and the pain that you would feel at this moment. Thank you for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello and welcome to the show. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hello, sure. Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set.
Yes, it's down already.
You have a confession.
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
My confession goes like this. I have married a wife and we are having a 4 kid now. 2 is in university.
Oh, great.
And the 2 are still in secondary school.
Okay.
But since I married her, I've never get rest. She never give me what is called happiness.
Nobody gives you
happiness. I never experience it with her. But all the time, my members in the church will tell me that she will change, she will change. And now, she has packed her load from my room where we sleep together before. To another room where she rented and be sleeping there over 6 months now.
Okay.
Now I'm taking a decision that I want to leave her, but I'm thinking of my children. I have 2 children in university, then 2 in secondary school. If I leave them now, I want the people to suggest for me what to do. If I leave this woman now, how will those children life look like? That is what is confusing me. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I need an advice.
Can I say something?
Yes, yes.
It's very hubristic. I mean, like, it's lofty of you to assume that someone is supposed to give you happiness. Well, yeah. First of all, I don't know if you give her happiness because, one, at least from your story, she's moved out of the house. So certainly there's rancor between the both of you. But to suppose.
No.
Okay.
I give her every happiness. But she herself did not give me happiness. One, she didn't allow me to sleep in the night. That's number one. She's busy doing one thing from one thing to another till the day break. I complain to her. I say, this thing you are doing is disturbing me.
Okay, just hold on a second. Just please wait.
Yes.
Let me quickly go off on a break. Just hold on.
Oh.
Are you there? Thank you for holding on. Please
there.
Go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead, please.
So she's we are going to church before together.
Mm.
Later she pulled out. Say she wanted to start going to another church. And that was a mountain of fire. And their belief there is that they should pray for their enemies, disturbing in the night. So I told her that this thing you are doing is disturbing me. I don't know why you should leave where we are going together before and start going to this place that spoiled your mood of you didn't sleep in the night. You didn't let me to sleep. So this has become happened like more than a year. So every time she started it, the quarrel will start. Because I will not sleep. And I don't know, I'm a busy man. And I need to rest in the night, mostly. Because in the day, I do my business, go here and there. When I come back tonight, I must rest.
Does she think you're the enemy? Does she imply that you are the enemy?
That was exactly what they are doing. That I'm her enemy. I don't like her progress because I didn't allow her to pray. I didn't allow her to do exercise, her faith, this, that. I said, this is not the way I meet you. This is not the way I meet you. We are going to church together before with all the children. But now you depart from the place we are going before and start your own again. And this one is stopping me and say, I don't want it. That was why she go and rent the room.
Oh.
So when the trouble serious now, she now pack her load to the room.
Okay.
And now.
Now what?
So now, people are advising me. I take it to my pastor. You talk to her several times. But I didn't see any change. Now I want to take another decision. I don't know whether my decision will affect my children. That is number one thing that fear me most. How? Or my own self, because I don't know what to do.
How old are your kids?
My first son is 22 years. Mm-hmm. My daughter is 19 years. Yes.
The other two, how old are they?
The other two, 16 years. Mm-hmm. The other one is 13 years.
So but they see you fight with your wife already?
No. Listen, when we want to do it, it's already been the night. Maybe before then, they have slept.
Okay.
I feel your
kids are old enough. I feel you should call your kids and talk to them.
I've called them several times, my sister.
What do they want?
The issue is that they didn't listen to me. They only listen to their mother.
Oh, that's all right. Then maybe you tell them that if they're not going to consider your position, you're going to have to leave.
I think that is what I'm suggesting now, but I don't know how it will affect them. That's
so what have they said? Is it just blind support for the mother, or are they telling you something that their mother...
Support, that is what I'm afraid of.
You can't have four kids.
Blind or they
yeah,
are,
but hold on, though. How do you have four kids who blindly support their mother? It's either they're all correct or they're all daft.
The only one that does not support the mother, that always come and help me at times, is the last born. That one always come to me and talk to me, and when I talk to her, she listen. But the rest, they'll just support their mother.
Yeah, so when they support their mother, they probably tell you what they mean. So they're probably saying, well, we support our mother because, for example, you don't pray. You tie this red thing around your waist. We believe in God, you know, and you don't.
I believe in God, but I didn't believe that I will use my own God to disturb another person's own. I pray, and I pray once, and I sleep. Wake up and pray again. Not to pray from 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Then what time will I manage to sleep?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't know.
And all your children support that. All your children agree that you should pray.
Some of them join her and pray. Because the mother has the upper rules in the house. That is what I'm seeing there.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you sound like a very complicated one. So I feel...
Personally,
I think you should call your wife and let her understand what the issue is. You're not trying to... Maybe you can set her up. Start following her to the church. Have you thought about that?
No, I can't go to other church. I'm a strong-born Adventist. I cannot leave my church to go to any other church. God will not allow me to do that.
So, and you're willing to lose the marriage on that ground?
I better leave the marriage.
There you go.
To lose my faith.
You've answered. No, you're not losing your faith. Your faith is not what's up for the taking.
So what do I do?
No. Your faith is not what's being contested. Your wife has moved to another church. So you ask her, so why did you move to this other church? Then she'll tell you, you know, they pray for enemies specifically, sunrise to sunset.
Dying, that. Why should I be?
There's something called compromise. So I think you can say, you can set her up. You can be like, it's all right. I can just follow you. We can't fight about this. Then you follow her to church. You probably don't pray as much as she does, but you follow her.
Joyce, let me tell you the truth. Oh. I have fought her. The earlier time she started this thing, I went to the church where that very church. I fought with the pastor.
No
the reason
way.
Is that I was in my sleep around 1 o'clock in the midnight. This pastor called me. I answered how him, but in the morning I go and report myself to police. Say somebody had threatened my life. He called me. This is the time they call. I saw them to the station. The station and answered that I'm going to the church to see that pastor. That day was on Sunday.
All right, okay. Pardon me. Yes. I think you might have to hang up and call back because I have to go off on a break to bring Lost to the Headlights.
No problem. No, I will call back.
Wow, please, I'll appreciate. Good. We'll be right back.
Hello.
P.S. Morgan grates on my nerves sometimes. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 5 minutes past 1 p.m. All right, Confessions Thursday. Ooh, the last caller, Joe. So I think that there is something that we do as Nigerians, which is like we misrepresent the role of religion in our lives. We exalt the practice more than we exalt the meaning of what it is. So here we have two couples, and their issue is church. One prays like this, the other is hardcore, born, something, something. And you're supposed to be serving the same God. But here, the conflict is man-made. And there is a choice to not compromise, for example, at least on the part of the husband. Maybe the wife is also not going to compromise. I'm actually speaking to both of you. So now there's a choice to not compromise. And this is not for the meaning of why you are under that religion, because you're under a religion in an attempt to attain to something higher. That's what I'm thinking. If you're not practicing a religion in order to attain something higher, then you shouldn't be there. It's pointless that you were there. Totally useless, if you ask me. So, you're not, you're worshiping the same God, and you are conflicted on the practice. So it's not even, this is wild. So maybe you haven't taken time to look at it, but the objective of religious practice is the exaltation and the worship and the love for God and of God. So, every sub-issue can be rearranged, can be changed, can be imputed into or removed from every sub-thing, because the objective remains the worship, the exaltation of that which you have called a means by which you worship what is above you. And that's your religion. So you say religion is a doorway by which you kind of compartmentalize and then you worship and serve God. But how do you choose? How are you fighting at the door? Both of you serve one God. At least it's safe to assume. But you're fighting about the church. So I think you need to realign the issue. And maybe compromise is really what's required here. And all this fight would really just be put to end. Compromise on your part, compromise on her part. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
I just want to talk concerning the last caller.
The man on the church issue, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, real quick, 1 minute on the clock.
All right, then. The man said he has stayed too long. He should have left. Yes, he should have left since the woman wants to start giving him problem. You know, praying, close to 6 hours, like he said, and the man is supposed to sleep. How is he supposed to work? That means the woman doesn't have any work. So the best thing to do is just to leave the marriage. All right. All I have to say.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I would suggest that your problems or the issues are reevaluated. That's what I'll say. Reevaluate it. And in order of hierarchy, you pin out which is at the topmost and which is least important. And the ones that are least important are the ones that you shuffle, which is exactly what happens in every hierarchy. The pawn in the game are the ones at the bottom. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, you have a confession?
Yeah, no, I just want to add, concerning that man complaining about his wife and things. You see, my question to him, if he's listening, is that, I mean, did they start their journey like that? That's number one. Then, if their journey initially has been blossom, of course, I believe they've been blossom, because for them to have had 4 kids, and in 2 universities and all that. So, definitely, it can't be hot, even right from the start. So, at a point, there's always a tolerance level at any point in time in life. Okay, so you should be able to identify at what point in time did they get it wrong or he got it wrong. I mean, everybody is not an ego, right? So, I mean, it does not necessarily mean that it should be the woman that should surrender her ego or whatever at the point. I'm good at this. He made a very funny point that he could have left, but because of his children, he didn't know. So you have a funny point. In a very first instance, many people divorce their wife or their husband because of infertility. So now that God has given you that, So is there more reason why?
All right, your time is about 5 more seconds.
Okay, so my point is just that if you just search within, because
right.
I'm also, the other kids say they support their mother. It couldn't be. You should be able to, you should tell us.
All right.
There are more to it.
All Thank right. You. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello,
Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
I don't have a confession, but I want to advise the man.
1 minute on the clock.
Yes. The man is right. When it comes to prayer, you don't need to use your prayer to disturb another person. It's very correct. You can even pray while walking on the road, or even without uttering any word. So
what should he do?
Now, I listened to him carefully. He did not mention that the wife is cheating on him. So there's no basis for divorce here. There's no basis for divorce
right.
here.
Thank
My
you.
Advice is, bring the children together. Let them know that the mother has passed away from the house. Then you marry that lady from a home. Report to the family.
All right.
Report to the family. Report to your own family.
Ten
Let
seconds.
Them come together and discuss it.
All right. Thank you very
and
much.
You are the spiritual head. You are to show the direction where the family will go spiritually. And
right.
if she decides otherwise, don't force her.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hey, Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, you have a confession?
No, not at all. I want to just contribute to that man that...
You'll be my last caller on that particular topic, because the man is even supposed to call back. You'll be my last caller on that, so you have a minute on the clock. Go ahead, now.
Okay. My own contribution is that, well, I don't know how they started. It started well, I guess, for 4 children to be in that family. But again, you know, we pretend a lot in this part of the world that we serve God, we know God. How can one have issue with your husband or your wife, and at the end of the day, you say you are praying and God will answer such a prayer? You move away from the house. What kind of doctrine is the church that she is going? What kind of God doctrine do they have there? Do they teach their member that you have issues like this, you move away from the house or whatever, or with love and submission, you settle your home, make your home peaceful, for either for your husband or for your wife? It's quite unfortunate.
All right.
But what I would advise, the man should follow the path of peace. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. So that's the last caller on advice as far as this goes. Confessions Thursday, welcome if you have just tuned in. I'll make you back. The sun is out. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Oh, no. Don't say your name.
Okay.
Don't say your name. Don't say your name. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Confessions Thursday. Go ahead.
Okay, I am calling in respect of that man.
You must have missed it. I said that the last caller was the last caller.
Please, please, please.
Unfortunately,
let me just say something.
It's really unfortunate. You have to understand that other people need a call in. I do apologize.
I understand. It's just because
You're
I'm
kind.
Also a member of Mountain of Fire, that is right.
Yeah, I don't think this is a personal problem.
No. No. I just want to say something in regards to that thing.
No, I'm sorry. I said last caller. Thank you. I know you get it. You're kind.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's not about the church. I don't know, but I don't think so. I feel, first of all, personal interpretation, as far as this goes, is already messed up. Hi, welcome to the show. Confession Stairs, you have a confession? Thank you, yeah.
I have a confession.
Go ahead, please.
There's this woman, she's married.
Nice.
And I slept with her ever since then. She has been discussing me to continue. So I'm trying not to continue. But she's trying. She says she will never stop.
She will never sleep nor slumber.
She says she will never stop. She's been disturbing me on phone, on social media, everywhere.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been telling her I want to continue this situation. She cannot finish it. She's over 2 years now, she has not given up.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's happily married. I don't know what she wants.
Well, she couldn't be happily married and she's paying you visits. She couldn't be. So when you say you don't know, you sound as though you're allowing her that she has a choice in all of this.
No, not that way. Just that that was only once, and she has been telling me to just last time. I don't think that was the last time.
Okay, so this you don't know now. Is it that if she comes tomorrow, since you don't know today, if she comes tomorrow, well, you're going to do the same, repeat the same mistake you did before?
No, no, I'm trying.
That's to why you have to know.
No,
you
I don't know means how to run away.
If I put a fire in your roof and I lock the doors, how would you run away?
Break somewhere to run away. I'll break somewhere.
So you know the answer to that question. Now you know what to do, because I can't believe you don't know. So it's two things. You really don't know, so when she comes tomorrow, well, since you don't know, you might as well just do the one you know. Yeah? Or you know enough to not want this, and so nothing is strong enough to get in your way.
All right.
You say all right.
All right, I'll think about it.
You will?
Honestly, I will.
No, I think you need to make a decision about what you have thought about.
I've made a decision, but the issue is that I've made a decision. That's why it has not happened. Over 2 years,
my No, happened. You can't say you made a decision and that's why it hasn't happened. No. When you make a decision, it almost automatically happens. That's what decision is.
The thing is that, if I should tell her where I am, she's ready to come. I keep lying where I am.
So first of all, why don't you nicely tell her that, look, I don't want to do this and I will no longer speak to you because you have refused to understand that this will no longer continue, and for that reason I'll no longer speak to you. Why can't you do that?
I've done all that. I've worried with her. She keeps begging.
So wait, you sit through the begging where she's saying sorry, please, and you're like, and then you just sit down there and get entertained by that.
You know how these things are not easy.
Now you're talking. It's not easy. Stay there now stay there. Like, since it's not easy.
Someone is seducing you all angry. It's not easy.
No. Do you want it or do you not want it?
I don't want it.
Then you cannot tell me that she's seducing you and you're sitting through the seduction. I just asked you now, if I put a fire in your house and I locked the door, what would you do?
Break somewhere.
So you know enough to break somewhere if I put a fire in your house. But somebody is seducing you and you know you don't want it. But at this point, it's not easy. Why didn't you tell me that you stay in the burning house since it's not easy too?
All right. Thank you very much.
He's sweeting you. That's why you're where you are. Because the moment you're sick of something.
Sure.
Look. Sometimes I don't, I feel like I want to just open your head and just stack it right in. Like if your soul couldn't take something, there wasn't enough force in this world to compel you to take it. But at least you put up a fight. If all of hell were to stand against you, they would testify of the sheer resistance. I mean, look at Russia and Ukraine. You can tell that Ukraine doesn't want it. And free men are living, free countries that's at peace and going to fight in Ukraine. It's like there's something you don't want, then you stand against it. And then you say, you know, well, it's not easy. The moment you just say, you know, it's not easy, it's like if she came tomorrow and she rubbed your head. Confessions test. It's not easy. And stay there. Streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. Probably it's not easy, but you must make a decision. That's really what that means. You have to decide that you don't want this, and you have to tell her nicely that you'll no longer speak with her. And then you don't speak to her. Again. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, just good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Prince Henry Kikin, calling from Alabado. I just want to talk about the guy that called the last caller.
Yeah.
The guy is enjoying the sex. If he's not enjoying his sex, nothing stops him to say, tell the woman to stop.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
And later, it's easy. We are all men. Me, I'm getting to almost 60 years.
Oh.
If the guy is not enjoying it, he can tell the woman not to call her again. That let her mind her own marriage. And begin to go and about say it's not easy.
It's not easy.
You
get
a woman.
It's not easy.
A woman.
what he has to do for her, for him to take up. Because if he starts doing it again, when he marry his own wife, another person will begin to bet on his own wife.
And say it's not easy too.
So it's easy for him to say no to the person. We are all grow up. We are far back as 80s, that when we chase woman, the one that want, the one to chase you, you tell him to go. Then that you marry your own wife and let him not to
all
stop
right.
you.
So it's not easy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. It's not easy. Hello. Welcome to Confession Stairs, that you don't say your name. I hope it's easy for you. Hi.
Hello, Jay.
Yeah, Confession Stairs, that you have a confession, huh?
I want to speak on that like man.
Yeah, our brother.
The question is that when that man is marrying your wife, can no other man follow him? Man, that is what he's thinking. Mine.
Huh?
If he marries your wife, I don't know if he's already married, or if he marries his own wife, another man will follow his own wife.
And it won't also be easy for that man, too, right?
You're going to happy.
Oh, wow. That's.
If he's not happy, he should leave the woman. Tell her that, please.
It's not easy.
We done it before, but let this go.
All right, I'll tell him.
It's
you
not,
said so.
It's not right for them to do all those things again.
Is it easy for him to do it?
It's not easy.
It's also not easy. And let him stay there since it's not easy, huh?
So let her go.
You say what?
He could have leave her in the first place. If something is missing, he could have leave her for another person in the first place.
What are you saying? I'm lost, but I'm going to assume I get your point. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info for Confessions Thursday. At the volume of your radio set, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to comment on the last caller.
You would be the last caller on that particular topic. So help a brother out. He's not finding it easy.
The problem is for the boy. If you don't want to leave the woman, if they have interest in the woman. If you want to leave the woman, you block her from every social media, no matter what.
So as it's not easy for him now.
But for him to be,
yeah.
For him to be picking the call, he still have interest in the woman.
But he says it's not easy. What do you tell a brother when he says it's not easy? Huh? I lost you.
For it. A married woman. It's very bad.
All right. Well, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our confession stairs that when you call and you don't say your name. Hey.
Good afternoon to Joy.
Afternoon to you. Speak up for me. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Confession stairs that you have a confession, right?
Yes, I have a confession.
Okay.
My confession is...
Turn off your radio, honey. Is it possible? Okay. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If anybody that can help me for the surgery, then I'll work for the person. I'm tired of staying in darkness. I need help. I need surgery. If I can work for the person after the surgery, I'm willing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Confession Stairs, the hello, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confession Stairs, that you have a confession?
Yes.
All right. So are you going to start now?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I want to quickly go off on a break, all right? Just hold on.
All right.
People. Listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Hello, lady. Are you there? Hello? Hello, you're there, right? Honey, I think you're... Well, forgive me. All right. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. Onyemowa on Instagram, yeah. All right, welcome. Confession Stairs, when you call and you don't say your name. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confession Stairs. You have a confession?
Yes.
All right, real quick, honey. Time is off. Time is of the essence. Run.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have an issue with my elder sister.
Oh.
She is the first of three daughters, and I am the third daughter. I recently discovered I have this feeling of hatred towards her. And the problem is she sleeps around. You know, she's just everything except nice. You know, we come from a very humble background, Christian background.
Yeah.
So when I see that she has spawned, she, you know, she's not laid that example that the first and the senior child ought to show.
Yeah.
And the second that's in between myself and her is married, you know, with a respectable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has tried to talk and all that. We are actually living together. But, like, I put all the bills. And then when I try to sit her down and then talk to her, like, you know, you're my elder sister and stuff like that, you know, she just turns me down and says I'm insulting her and blah, blah, blah. So I try to keep my distance, but then it's hurting me that I have to have this kind of feeling towards my sister.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what to do. So that's my confession.
Wait, you're footing her bills?
Yes, yes.
She lives with you, the younger sister, and you're paying her bills?
Yes, yes.
Does she, hold on, are you joints paying the bills or you are paying the bills?
Yeah, most times when I ask for it, she says, go ahead and do it, I'll give you the money later. And it ends up going like that.
So she doesn't pay, she's not even accountable. So quite a number of issues here. So first of all, can we revisit something that I usually say on the show? There are no heroes. And I think you expect her to be a certain way. You want to look up to her. Well, no, you don't look up to people. You look up to God. Yeah? So she couldn't disappoint you any more than she has disappointed herself. So maybe I'm saying to you, stop looking up to her for anything. You know what is good because you have attained knowing. Then you must do what is good, regardless of who was first or second, third, whatever. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but sorry, Joyce. You know, it hurts me because where I live is giving me a bad image. You know, she comes in cars, goes in cars, you know, like that. And people know I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah.
I don't know what people say.
Yeah.
But then I feel like people are saying things.
It's okay.
I'm so happy about it.
Oh, so first of all, like, you don't, even people who don't come in different cars, people say stuff about that. Like, people say stuff. You don't realize how boring some people's lives are? The best they can do is say stuff about other people. What people say is really not the issue here. I would ask you never to bother about that. People are going to say what they're going to say. So we have eliminated two problems now. One, we don't care what people say. Two, you don't look up to her. You look up to the truth. And that is God. And then you follow that. So she's not your model. Good. So the other problem is what she's doing.
Yeah.
Good. What she's doing tells nothing on you.
Okay.
She's your sister, same mother, same father. But what she does tells nothing on you. Because by the end of the day, you're not responsible for her actions. Is that simplified? Yeah. So you've told her to not do what she's doing, and she has made a choice to do whatever it is that she's doing. Yeah? And that's not on you. That's not on you. Now, the other issue is the bills part. I don't think that you, well, so maybe you're better off than she is economically. I don't know if you don't mind living with her, sharing a living space with her. Otherwise, I think you should look for a way to move out.
Yeah, well, so everybody's struggling, but it's not really easy. But I feel like we should be complimenting each other.
Are you forcing that? You want to force that to happen?
No, I'm not. I feel like because she's older than me, you know, she shouldn't expect me to, you know, bring up the issue before she does. But then she expects me to always bring it up and then talk about it and keep hammering on it. And when I try to be angry, it's like I'm insulting her.
Yeah, but so you can choose against that. You can choose to hold her accountable. So if something must be done, she must. So let's say you're supposed to pay 3,000 naira for something. And you say, well, this is my 1,500. Then she's going to say, well, pay. I'll give it back to you later. Maybe she still owes you something from the past. And you're like, no, that's all I have. That's all I'm paying. Then if the landlord comes and says, where is my 3,000 naira? You just, if I did care, they're calling you. Well, that's what I would do. Like, yo, hey, landlord, that's mine. Well, now that's her. Ask her. Yeah. Then when they ask her like 5 times, she probably would feel embarrassed.
But I feel like when there's any issue in the compound, they come, mostly they come to me because the house was rented in my name.
Okay.
Like, if she's not giving, they always come back.
They'll always come, yeah, since your name is on the lease. Okay, so then I think you should think about, don't you want to live apart from her?
I was actually...
you love your sister. It's so beautiful.
I was trying to send her out of the house.
Okay.
Late last year, but when I consulted with my parents, they're like, leave her. That's the burden you have to bear.
I don't know if you can bear the burden, because that's also something else. I don't like burdens. My heart can't manage stress too much. So if I can't deal with something, it's out the door. Or at least I'm out the door. So if you can manage it. But now the reason I'm asking you to get some things off your, get some weights off your back, is so that we can minimize the hate. Because that's something very, very important that must be addressed. So the moment you're no longer looking up to her, whatever slice of hate that comes from that, we've done away with that. You see?
Okay, but how do I manage the feelings? You know, we barely talk in the house. Everybody just goes their way like, what's
up? Yeah, that's okay. Do you have a life? You live.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What do you like to do?
My hobbies.
Exactly. Oh, you have hobbies, honey?
Yeah.
Become an expert.
I read a lot.
Good. Buy more books. Build a little shelf. You know, have a candle around the shelf area. You know, just make it appear as though you are there alone. You don't have to say anything to her.
But my family tends to judge me that, you know, I don't make up conversations. I'm not drawing her.
Who in your family? Your dad? He's funny.
Yeah.
That's his daughter. He should call her to come and live with him. Who's they're making you responsible for what they should be responsible for.
Yes.
And I think it's okay for you to let them know that that's not my child. That's your child. If anybody has a responsibility here, it's you. And I've done the best I can do. And it's okay to say that. Otherwise, they're just going to make her your responsibility, and then you're going to shoulder all of this, and then you end up despising her. No. I mean, you're probably going to pay the bills regardless whether she was there or not. So you can just make up your mind, I'm going to pay what must be paid. Yeah? She brings money. At this point, I wouldn't think if you can afford it, tell her, no, don't worry, I paid for it. Do you get? Like, just make her, you have to make her, she's not relevant to you. You must make her feel as though she's not relevant to you. It gives you power.
Okay.
Because she's disappointing your expectations. Now you're building up hatred for her. So reduce, minimize your expectations. Minimize it.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to music, learn to rap, you know, read a book, go into poetry, do something other than wait for her to say something smart, which is probably never going to happen. Listen to Nigeria Info, go on a walk in the evening, say hello to all the boys in the hood, be the girl who's every boyfriend's. Yeah, like just, you know, like I'm telling you, just, you know, the neighbors know. So what they have to say about you don't mean nothing. Or how she imprints on you is not on you. And I just think it's your mind playing tricks on you.
All right.
Yeah, when she runs out of business partners in this field of prostitution, then maybe she's going to find something more dignified to do.
Thank you so much.
Does that make sense, though? Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, don't hate her. I mean, it's already bad what she's coming through, what she's having to live through. She's going to hate herself for it. Don't do the job for her.
All right,
guys. All right. Nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you. First time caller on your show.
First time caller. Thank you very much for calling me, pretty. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom.
And good luck. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So we are done with this for today. Yeah, because it's about time we go for the Lords of Logic. Thank you very much. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And up next, the Lords of Logic.
You are listening to the Lords of Logic on the sunny side with Joyce.
Yeah!
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hold on a second. I'm about to share with you Treasure Hunt. Well, you know what that is. On Nigeria Info, you can win some money, $5,000 on my show. I'd love for you to win that money. Use it for whatever you like. But before that, Lords of Logic, I told you earlier on, the day of a man's dying is better than the day of his birth. That's what we're talking about. So I hope you've thought about it. Maybe I'm going to give you a minute to think about it while I talk about Treasure Hunt. And after that, we arrive back into the conversation for the Lords of Logic.
To join the Treasure Hunt, head over to the Nigeria Info app and search anywhere for the Treasure Hunt. The Treasure Hunt is a picture of the man who loves to say Shakumaku on Nigeria Info. Click this picture. Once you find it, fill in your details correctly and submit. First person to find the treasure, click, then submit their details correctly, wins. Good luck. Note you can only participate in the treasure hunt via the Nigeria Info app only.
Shakumaku.
Yeah, Shakumaku.
Why do I think I knew that character? All right, the sunny side. My name's Joyce.
Are the Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right. Thanks everyone who called in to Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday makes a comeback next week, Thursday afternoon. And I hope, and please, if you couldn't get an opportunity today, then of course next week, Thursday, same timing, 12 o'clock, when the sun rises on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. All right, the Lords of Logic. And of course, when you call in now, you have to tell me your name. Okay. So I thought about death, and people have, I think quite a handful of people have a fear of death. But isn't it interesting? When I think about, well, the periods I've thought about it, it's amazing. Or at least maybe, I don't, maybe amazing might not describe it. No, amazing does describe it, that every passing moment makes us older, weaker. I mean, you try to gain some muscle, which gives you some version of strength, which, in my opinion, when it comes to the things that makes a person strong, gaining muscle is the least thing that best qualifies human strength, really. So you every moment, so every week, you're older. Every second, you're older. Every year, you're older. And I think that there is a deliberate, maybe it's not necessarily deliberate, maybe life's happening too quickly. People don't take a moment to understand that 5 minutes ago, I ended Confessions Thursday, and now I'm on the Lords of Logic. By the end of today, I'm older. You see, so once you break it down like that, in the words of David, he says, "Oh Lord, give me, our days are short." And no, I think he said something like, "Remind us that our days are short, so that we don't waste it." I'm going to look for it so I can quote it verbatim, because David has also thought about his death and realized him. I'm going to quote, if you know it better than I do, can you help me? The part where David said something like, "Well, our days are short. Now remind us so we can gain a heart of wisdom." Yeah, remind us so that we can gain a heart of wisdom. We don't make waste of our time. Okay, so now that you've contemplated death for a God-given moment. The day of a man's dying is better than the day he is born. What does that mean? I mean, first of all, you're probably afraid of death. Then under what circumstances would your death be better than the day of your birth? Because maybe if your death will be better than the day of your birth, then there certainly, for one, isn't any reason to be afraid of what is better. Yeah, if your dying is better than your being born. It's interesting because I remember that there's also an extract from scripture that says something like, when a child is born, cry. But when a child is born, we are happy. Everybody's happy. There's party, there's food, there's, yo, it really goes down. And nobody is crying. Maybe the mom after delivery or while delivery. But after that, everybody is saying, "Oh, well, oh, cutie." That's what y'all say. "Oh, cutie, oh." And every baby is beautiful. And you know you are lying when you meet that baby that's not beautiful. But you know that you would rather die than say that that child is not beautiful. You would rather die. But you know them child's not. You know the child isn't beautiful. "Oh, congratulations." Then they give you money. Yeah. But death, that's when we cry. So let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the Lords of Logic on WhatsApp.
Izuchukwu, he says, this is the Bible passage, Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom.
You're your father's son. Thank you. Teach us to number our days. Yeah, teach us to number. Yeah, teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. What's his name again? Bible, yeah. I don't like to give people titles, but Bible scholar, I was going to say that for fun. All right, welcome to the show, The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Joyce?
Well, thank you very much.
Psalm 90, verse 12.
Oh, you're your father's son. Thank you. Thank
Psalm
you.
Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days. Days. That we apply our hearts to wisdom.
Yeah, let's count our days. It's not so many, huh? Thank you.
Okay. Then, for the other lady, I think it's a press sheet you need to. I don't know if I can still comment on it.
No, this is the Lord's of. This is my golden opportunity. No.
Okay,
next week.
Okay.
Don't worry. Next week.
Okay.
These are our friends, the part of the family that likes gist. You know, I think that every family has a group of people. The people that like gist, then the few that like serious stuff. Don't worry. Confession Stairs makes a comeback next week, all right? Today and now, the Lords of Logic. Let's think now. You know, this is the part I love. Let's thank my brother. Welcome. Dying day better than birthday. Why? How? Welcome.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon to you.
Comrade Ikechukwu.
Go ahead, my friend.
And so what I understand from what you said is, depending on how you have lived your life in this world, okay, how you have imparted to humanity, you are the measure. You have character. You have philanthropism. How will people talk about you when you are being buried? It is what I understand for what you said this afternoon.
Okay.
Will your legacy live long to tell about you when you leave this world? Is what I understand from what you are saying.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Now, there's something else I didn't want to introduce earlier for fear that you would actually just go totally off tangent. But maybe I should just chime it in because this first caller has spoken of directly to that. Now, when people die, there's hardly anything bad said about them. In fact, there is a saying that you do not speak ill of the dead. But the dead person, the death might have been the best thing to have happened to all of his family members, because he was probably worse than a thorn in the flesh. He was a demon out of hell, but he was your brother, maybe your father, maybe your mother. So, when we don't speak ill about the dead, I think we're also trying to say that, I don't know what we mean when we say that. Oh, no. I've heard somebody say, well, they're not here to defend themselves. So you don't say, no, but then they say, don't speak ill of them, to suggest, even when they're evil, like, oh, you don't speak ill of the dead. So let's find out what you think about dying, particularly if you're afraid of it. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
This is Mr. Paul.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Okay, concerning that...
dying better than being born.
Yeah, the day we die is better than the day...
we're born.
We're born, yeah. If you look at Ecclesiastes, particularly Ecclesiastes is what mentioned that quote. Some other places of Solomon's quote, he mentioned about the wisdom, I don't know, being much wisdom is... it's harmful.
Having too much wisdom is harmful.
Yes.
Yeah.
As any member around that place, I would have liked to quote some.
Just tell us mentally, by social observations, why is it better to die? Well, why is your dying day better?
Okay. Why is better? Let me just put it this way. That is just like the end of your struggling.
Oh, end of your struggling.
In some way, he said that even the one who is not yet born is better than any other person.
Yeah.
He said something like that, yeah. So, driving to that point, what he actually means that place is that is the end of our struggling on earth, because from the day we are born to the day we are born, all the days we spend on earth bring us mostly harmful experience
for what you what you spend on a daily basis.
Mm.
Most of the things that are,
okay.
That is why
thank you. So is struggle good or bad? Hello, Lords of Logic.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Daniel, it is.
Yeah?
Daniel.
Dan, good. Go ahead. Yeah. Lords of Logic.
Actually, I think life is very precious. Life is beautiful. And most of the time, I think about it a lot.
You think about dying?
Yes, not like in a bad way. Not like in a bad way.
You think about death?
Yes, I think about death.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, what will say about me when I'm not here?
What will people say about you while you're not here?
Yes.
Is that really necessary?
Actually, leaving your footprint in this sense is actually important to me.
Okay.
And it's not just about leaving and just disappearing. And after some 2 days, people just cry and they don't even remember you anymore. Scary. That's a scary part.
Okay.
When I say death is beautiful, it's because nobody can escape it. I love it because no matter who you are, no matter what you think you've attained and you're not gonna escape. So you're so vile, wicked. You're thinking so. I think death is very important. Very important.
Is that what makes it beautiful? The importance is it importance that qualifies its beauty?
Yes, me personally.
You know, some people didn't die. You know, some people will not die. So they're not going to see that beauty?
Yeah, true that. But
I haven't thought about that part too, yeah?
They'll be the lucky ones, at least when God comes,
How many of us are
if he comes now, we're going to be the lucky ones, But actually, I'm not married. I don't have children, So I don't even leave this earth.
But this feels scarcity. What are you doing? What's here? What's happening? I mean, there's war in Russia. Bread is going to go up by June.
We don't care. We're going to survive.
Okay. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll be all right.
So death is beautiful and you love it. You love the thought of it. All right.
Yeah, I love the thought of it.
All right.
It's for everybody, even for Buhari. Yeah.
I'm not even sure what you mean by that. But then thank you very much for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. It's the Lords of Logic. And we're talking about the topic, the day of a man's dying is better than the day he is born. Have you thought about death? Or are you afraid of death? You haven't done any thinking at all. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome. I'm with you. What's your name? Go ahead.
I'm Godwin from Ikorodu.
All right.
A day man is born is, a day
man dies,
a day is born. Actually, after the whole toiling up and down, acquiring wealth, here and there, at the end of the day, the kind of children you want, that want to inherit those things, for some people, it's quite disappointing. Just be a child that will just squander it under 5 minutes. What you have taken 50, 60 years to acquire.
Yeah.
Then the other way around, a man goes labor here and there, no money, no food, no good life, sickness every year. Both the rich and the poor are sick, but the poor have it, feels it most.
Okay.
So at the end of the day,
it's vanity.
He feels, let me just go and rest. Rest in the bosom of the Lord.
That's if you're going to heaven.
That eternal rest. As you watch, you see, you're a living man. You don't know, nobody will even wish you a peace. Good night, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Nobody. Until a man dies, people say, I rest in peace.
Yeah.
I don't see a living man that somebody will just wish, hey, my friend, good night, rest in peace. No, he does not.
Okay.
So, the other way, thinking it the other way around is, I think.
So just the rest,
Yeah, the rest. Cannot rest better than this temporal one. Whereby, even for imagine, look at some wealthy people now, in other part of the world. Look at the kind of war.
Yeah, I get it. Rest from troubles. Rest from troubles. All right.
From trouble of this world. No matter how.
Thank you. I appreciate. We're off on a break. We'll be right back on Nigeria Info. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Good afternoon. You forgot this one.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, my friend. How you doing?
Yeah.
The Lords of Logic. What's your name?
This is Olaf from Seoul, Larry.
Thank you very much. Dying day.
Wow, isn't it very beautiful?
Is it?
To like have a medium in which, you know, that creates equality unto all men. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
I do, my brother. I do.
I mean, you know, in this world, generally, I feel there's something I've been wanting to like see, seeing the rich and the poor, wanting to like see, you know, having to hold right, you know, onto life.
Okay.
So it's amazing that no matter how rich you are or how powerful you are,
or how poor you are. Yeah, you know, every mortal being must die. Even gods must die. Yeah.
I don't know about that, you know.
Check your mythology now. Nah, not many gods they've killed in this world.
Nice to see you.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Yeah. I do appreciate. Yeah, some. But so now, what now happens is that some stories of some other gods are told, and they're told of their journey into hell. Uh-huh. You now read that other one, now realize, oh, so the guy didn't even die. He just went to hellfire. And the myth of his told, the legend is told, of the gods that have come and gone, and some even came back. Hello.
Hey, Joy.
Yeah. Turn up the volume of your radio, sir.
Welcome.
Is there any reason you wouldn't turn off your radio? Just give me one reason. Hello, welcome. Happy to have you here.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right, real quick.
You heard this music by Nelly Uchendo.
Okay.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't remember it. What's
Nelly Uchendo?
I cannot remember it. Pardon me.
You say?
I do not remember it.
Nelly Uchendo. You know, sing that music.
I mean, you're not wrong. What's the point of the song?
I think the dying days or what is better.
Why?
Yeah, at least for my wife now. She has gone to rest. I'm telling you what I'm going through with these three kids. But I thank God they are not disturbing me. For Joyce, it's not easy.
Okay, now, so pardon me. Let's step outside of, you know, the difficulties of life. Some people are enjoying this life. So are they of the same opinion?
They don't want to die now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Hold on, my friend. Look, we're going to go off on a break. When we come back, the conversation on the Lords of Logic will continue. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Nice 9.3 Nigeria Info. 2 minutes exactly on the clock past 2 p.m. Two past two. The sunny side. My name's Joyce, the Lords of Logic. But first, I have a winner to be announced.
Nadozie Ozioma Christiana from Ajumwo.
Yeah, girl. So, congratulations to you. We will contact you and then, of course, forward you your coins. And then you determine where your coins goes. Fuel. Uh-huh. Tips. At this point, everything. Once you just yawn in the morning, you're paying bills. It's like, whatever you decide to do with that, congratulations again. Next week, of course, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, you have an opportunity to win on Nigeria Info in every show. Sunnyside specifically, the treasure hunt. So good luck. May the force be with you. And we're right back to the conversation. The day of a man's dying is better than the day of his birth. But you, my friend, are afraid of dying. First of all, let's see whether you've won on the understand why this is necessary, a conversation to be had. I think maybe if we agree that the dying is better than being born, then one thing that must go away is the fear of death, for sure. And then maybe we can really begin living fully. Hold on, I want to share something else. Now, some people say life is a struggle. Okay, life is a struggle. Life is pain. Life can be painful. Realities can be mind-numbing. I mean, you go through issues in life and it practically alters your entire psyche. But some people are not ready to go. They say they enjoy life. They're doing stuff. And whatever it is they're doing has beauty or fun, entertainment, happiness. For God's sakes, it's a philosophy of do what makes you happy. People take pictures and post it and hashtag happiness as though that's a guy who, you know, a guy who supplies them the cocaine that, you know, injects happiness into human consciousness. It's like, well, yeah, some people seem to be having a party in life. Others, maybe not so much. So, would the same still be true of him who's enjoying life? I want to hear you in a moment, but first, WhatsApp, who's there?
Patrick from Ogba, he says, death's day better than birth's day. Good afternoon, Joyce. this I have always given a second thought to.
Okay.
Where we came from actually should be our abode. Dead man don't cry, but born child cries, food for thought. Living here on earth is short, so I believe where we return to is timeless. Life is deeper than we ever think. So death day is better because we go back home where we have come from. This life is all a tour. Our existence here on earth is not our decision, but our creator's.
Patrick from Ogba. Patrick, well, thank you, except some people might just be destitute. Well, I think yeah, this is a place that we go back to. Maybe not everyone is destitute. I was just trying to be funny. But think about it. Yeah, you have a point.
It's a dead man.
Dead man what?
Dead man don't cry.
Nah, dead man cry. Apparently, you know, somebody called me one time to say that, you know, she saw someone in a dream and the person was crying. Even on the show, I've heard so many things. I think I even heard another one that, was it on the show I heard? No, maybe it wasn't on the show. Somebody said that they were in a dream and that somebody's mother died and she appeared to the wife or the son, either the son's wife or the son, to say, well, do something. There's something you haven't done. And if you don't do it, they can't let me pass over there. Yeah. Another girl called, a lady called the show and said that somebody was owing her father money and the man refused to pay her father. And then the man died. Yeah, the man, while he was alive, bullied her father out of the money, 5,000 naira. And then the man dies. Yeah. And then the man appears to his own son. Debtor appears to his son in the vision and tells the son to go and pay that man his owing 5K, the 5K, that they are not letting him pass that other side. Now, I've heard stuff, man. Look, bring it. The Lords of Logic, dead men cry. We need to hear more of these stories. The Lords of Logic. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Yo. What's up?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. The Lords of Logic.
Yeah, you have Sociable on the line.
Welcome, Sociable.
Thank you. You see, that statement is from the Bible.
It's philosophical. If it wasn't from the Bible, it would still be correct.
Okay. So why I mentioned that is, the Bible even gives the reason why.
Okay.
It says something like that.
Why?
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 1.
Yeah.
That's where it said, the day of death is better than the day of birth.
Give us the why.
And the very next verse 2, gives the reason. It said, for that is the end of every man, and the living should take it to heart. When we go to where people are mourning, it gives us the opportunity to rethink our life.
Yeah.
The best thing we should do with our life while we are alive. So that is why it says so. But on the day of birth, it's not like that. We are all joyful. And we don't consider what we should use our life to do.
All right.
Not necessarily that death brings about better conditions. But it gives one, the living, to think about his life. In fact, the Bible portrayed death as something bad. And so we should not even rejoice when somebody dies and we say the person is going to a new life or going to a place of enjoyment. In fact, God himself said he is going to bring an end to death.
So
the
that
Bible
means...
did not say, The Bible did not say what is in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 1 to mean that we should rejoice when we die so that we are going to get a better place.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually for us to rethink our life.
Sounds like something.
Isaiah 25 verse 8, God said he is going to swallow death forever. Revelation 21 verse 3 and 4, God said he is going to wipe out tears from our eyes. Death will be no more. So death is not a good thing, but it gives us an opportunity, the living, to think about what we should do while we are alive.
And what would that mean explicitly? Is it to do good, to do bad, or... Because now you're
to do good.
All right, thank you.
When we think about our life, when somebody has died, then it should give us opportunity to do good.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I like the fact that, contrary to what other opinions might have suggested, the last caller is saying that death is not even a good thing. So the day of a man's dying being better than the day he is born. Well, it's better under... You see, now that's where you have to apply a lot of thinking. So even though they say it's better, but it might not necessarily be good. Yo, my friends, it's the Lords of Logic. Let's work. Hello. Who's there?
He says, hi, Joyce. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Dear, and when rapture comes, those that are alive will die to face the judgment. But what pains me is, why do we die and return back on earth? Because I died many years ago and came back to complete my mission, which I am not doing, but I've chosen to do the work of God with the powers I came back on earth with. But I wish I never returned. I would have been free from pain, anger, and stress. I was the son of a great spiritual man who was supposed to take from my father, but died and come back from my daughter, who is married to a pastor. Now I'm going for God Almighty, because the other God keep disturbing me.
Stop. Bring it back. Wait a second. Wait, he's saying he has died before?
Yes.
And he came back?
He came back.
So personally, I do not believe in reincarnation. So maybe it's where I come from. I don't believe in reincarnation. But on my WhatsApp, some man has gone and come back. Read that message again. Bring it back.
It says, okay. Yeah. It says,
uh-huh.
I was the son of a great spiritual man.
He was a son of a great spiritual man.
Who was supposed to take from my father,
uh-huh.
but died and come back from my daughter, who married a pastor. Now I'm going for God Almighty, because the other God keep disturbing me.
Good. So that means that the philosophy of being reincarnated is not a God philosophy. It's not the supreme. It's not the I am that I am's philosophy.
Yeah.
It is the philosophy of sub-gods. So, poor guy. Sorry about that. Oh, he went away. Then they sent him back. What did he say about his daughter?
No, now he's back. That's his back from his daughter, his supposed daughter.
His back from?
Yes.
No, so stop. His daughter gave birth to him?
Yes.
No. Pass me that. No, wait. What do you mean his daughter gave birth to him?
Like, in the spiritual world?
Yeah,
like before,
his daughter gave birth to him.
Listen, before. Now... Maybe the daughter was supposed to be his daughter when he was
a man here. Man. So now the daughter gave birth and she pushed him out again.
Yes.
So now he's running from the God that sent him back. Now he's looking for the Almighty. This is exactly what movies are made of. 99.3 Nigeria, Info the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. This is the Lords of Logic. We're considering the day of a man's dying being better than the day he is born. Thank you very much, by the way, our friend on WhatsApp for sending us that very, very compelling WhatsApp message. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. And I hope that the things you hear on this show give you perspectives to life when you hear the stories people tell. Welcome. We're back to the telephone lines. Lords of Logic. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Yes.
Go ahead.
My name is David.
Welcome, David. You have 1 minute, 5 seconds.
Okay. The day of death is better than the day of birth. That is, if death did not cast sin in your hand when it comes.
Okay.
And moreover, this first death is a transition date. That is, that day we decide whether you will transit to life or death. It is that second death that God said is most important. So, and that is why when we preach to people who are evil, if at the last minute they can repent, then they will be transisted to life.
Transformed into life.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. So, look, I did say that we have a live appearance at about 2:15 on the clock exactly. So that would mean that the people who are supposed to be here are already here. It's for that reason that the Lords of Logic will be suspended. We'll move it on to a further date. And so hopefully, even though I want to start the structure of thought next week, maybe we can once again spend a few minutes on this very concept of dying being better than being born. The day of a man. man's death being better than the day he is born, just to afford us an opportunity to extract insights from the stories that people tell, and maybe you would see even clearer or maybe even deeper into what is not necessarily clear to human eyes. It is my pleasure to, of course, be your host on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. The Lords of Logic will make a comeback next week. Between now and then, think about the structure of thought and maybe also try without fear to consider death. It happens. It will come. And maybe to many it would be a gift. And to others, it would be an opportunity to ascend to even higher glory. Some, it might be an opportunity to go only to come back. Whatever the story, on Nigeria Info, it would be my pleasure to really talk about it. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Off on a break. When we come back, something up on the show.